This is episode number 2299 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's the end of an era.
Uh-oh.
Era. Mark Harmon has finally been removed from NCIS's opening credits 11 months after his departure from the last season.
He's been gone.
Yeah. But Mark's character, Leroy Jethro Gibbs, was in the title sequence for the entirety of season 19.
Well, he was in a few episodes, right? And I think that they're not going to make a new opening sequence. That's expensive.
Right. He left the series 4 episodes into the season.
I also wonder, I don't know that you have this information or not, whether or not they gave him a credit in the rest of the season, which happens sometimes. When a character is written off in the middle of a season, sometimes they give him credit because they're contracted through the end of the season. I don't know.
I do not know.
Yeah,
it kept going after he had already
well,
left.
Well, yeah, sure. I'm not a big NCIS fan. I mean, I've watched it here and there. Mark Harmon is Mark Harmon. I mean, he's great.
It's a great show. Yeah. I mean, NCIS, Los Angeles.
Who's got time?
I know.
Who's got time to sit down for an hour and get invested into, like, oh, man, I have to think. I have to think to watch this.
Well, because I have the attention span of a gnat sometimes.
What? Squirrel!
I'm watching... I've always wanted to watch Blue Bloods, and so I've been watching. I watch them in clips or in short feeds. Like, you know, it could be.
Well, you get the gist, right?
It could be anywhere from, you know, 2 minutes up to 15 or 18 minutes.
Who needs 44 minutes of TV when you can get the gist of it?
So it's basically a story arc, one of the story arcs in a synopsis.
Yeah.
And a little encapsulated.
It's encapsulated.
It's encapsulated for my
viewing
pleasure.
That's our new word for the day, kids. Encapsulated.
And it's sped up. And so, you know, Tom Selleck sounds like a chipmunk.
But well, oh, you watch it at fast speed?
Well, it depends on how it's showing.
Oh,
I can go to Hulu
God.
On my phone and watch the whole episode, but then I feel like I'm committing to something.
Oh, I don't know if I could watch the video. I can listen to a podcast sped up, but I don't think my brain can handle the video going.
I'm used to it. Now, I do that with SVU, too.
Yeah.
And so now when I hear, you know, them talk at a slower speed, it's like, wow, this is taking forever.
Huh.
Where's my chipmunk speed? All right. So, Mark's character... Back to NCIS.
Yes.
Mark's character decided that he was ready for a break, choosing to stay in Alaska where he'll spend his days fishing. Of course...
That sounds like fun.
They didn't kill him off.
No.
And even if they did, there's always a chance that Gibbs could come back to the forest,
given that he's still alive.
But don't
well,
expect
come back
him to
for
hang
a crossover
out to fish and pole anytime
soon. I think they'll do that.
Maybe, or you know what he could do? Maybe he'll take a trip out to Los Angeles.
See, there you go.
Go to Disneyland. Go to the Walk of Fame.
NCIS Los Angeles. Is that still on the air? Probably not.
You know, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
Well, if it was.
Do a Chicago Fire PD med thing like they do on NBC. You know, let's have a big old hunk of crossover here. Let's get Mark Harmon to come back and, you know, and he could be in charge of everything for 22 minutes. I like that. Well, good for NCIS. I can't believe this show's been on the air for 100 years. And because TV viewership is, like, fleeting. So I don't know that this is going to be around for much longer.
But NCIS was on before it was fleeting. And it
still has a strong fan base.
Not as much since, you know, Polly Perrette left.
Mark Harmon left. I think they should do a whole episode in Alaska of Gibbs just fly fishing.
That'd be cool.
44 minutes of that, baby.
The Golden Globes are returning to NBC in 2023.
Oh, I'm kind of dismayed by that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the lowest rated award show, and all award shows are like in the dumps now.
Yeah.
So why? Like what? The Emmys? Lowest rated ever? Last week?
Yeah, poor Keenan Thompson.
I get it, but nobody wants to watch these shows anymore.
Yeah.
And of course...
Keenan, it wasn't you, Keenan.
The Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Enough hot water over alleged
racism.
Well, I don't want to use the R word, but let's say uninclusion. Non-diversity. How's
non-diversity.
That? Non-diversity. Bunch of white people running this thing.
So the ceremony will return to the Beverly Hilton in time for its 80th anniversary on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. All right.
January 10th. It's usually on a Sunday.
Right.
But it's going to be on a Tuesday.
There's got to be a reason for that.
Well, because it'll be streamed live on Peacock.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So according to NBC Universal Peacock, NBC Universal Peacock.
Yes.
The Universal Peacock.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
That date was chosen.
Yes.
Due to NFL football that Sunday.
Yeah.
So there
Sunday
you go.
Sunday Night Football, Carrie Underwood. Come on. You don't need to have no Golden Globes on Sunday. We've got Globes on Sunday night on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, my gosh. So the NCAA measures.
The NCAA what?
NCAA National Championship game takes place that Monday.
Oh, wow. It's going to be late.
It's a busy week.
It's usually around New Year's. Wow, okay.
So
that is a big week.
NBC
football.
Doesn't have a choice. It's like, well,
no, they've got a choice. Well, they don't because they
football,
also air
got NCAA
football.
National Championship. So therefore,
yeah.
What's
Tuesday.
Next is Tuesday.
Tuesday's next. So you can tell to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, yeah, we're going to be okay by letting you come back on TV, but we really don't care.
And the Critics' Choice Awards has already staked out the following Sunday, January 15th.
And The Voice doesn't start, you know, until February. So NBC needs something to fill.
Season.
You know, they need something to fill on Tuesday night. So why not?
Yeah.
Why not an award show? Sure.
So NBC declined comment on terms of the deal, including whether the show's $60 million license fee has been cut.
Oh, you know it has. They're not paying $60 million for that.
No.
No.
You know there's a reason.
It's more like $6 million. And do you guys pick up the tab for the Moet?
Right.
But there'll be red carpet. E will be on the red carpet. So there's something to look forward to. And look at these past Golden Globe after parties that gave us Orlando and Katie. Remember? Yeah,
oh, that's true.
That was from a Golden Globes after
party. The French fry episode?
The French fry episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of others. That's all I could think of off the top of my head. Well, okay, good. I'm glad, I guess. The Golden Globes have never been my fave, but the fun part about them is that everybody's drunk. That
right.
part is fun.
And not everybody.
Yeah.
But
no word on the host yet. No word on the host. I'm going to vote for Ricky Gervais. He's the guy. He's the best.
Well, that would be funny.
They're never letting him back.
No,
he knows it too.
He'll never be let back.
He knows it too. With our apologies to Halle Berry and the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. More Who Cares tomorrow and NBC Universal Peacock. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.